soldiers of the royal flagship Venus, attend. It is your priest attendant that speaks. The sound of his voice reverberated, he knew, from the stern atom blast in the extreme rear to the navigation tables in the prow. Your ship, he cried, is engaged in sacrilege. Without your knowledge, it is performing such an act as will doom the soul of every man among you to the eternal frigidity of space. Listen. It is the intention of your commander to take this ship to the Foundation and there to bombard that source of all blessings into submission to his sinful will. And since that is his intention, I, in the name of the Galactic Spirit, remove him from his command, for there is no command where the blessing of the Galactic Spirit has been withdrawn. The Divine King himself may not maintain his kingship without the consent of the Spirit. His voice took on a deeper tone, while the acolyte listened with veneration and the two soldiers with mounting fear. And because this ship is upon such a devil's errand, the blessing of the Spirit is removed from it as well. He lifted his arms solemnly, and before 1,000 televisors throughout the ship, soldiers cowered as the stately image of their priest attendant spoke. In the name of the Galactic Spirit and of his prophet, Harry Seldon, and of his interpreters, the holy men of the Foundation, I curse this ship. Let the televisors of this ship, which are its eyes, become blind. Let its grapples, which are its arms, be paralyzed. Let the atom blasts, which are its fists, lose their function. Let the motors, which are its heart, cease to beat. Let the communications, which are its voice, become dumb. Let its ventilations, which are its breath, fade. Let its lights, which are its soul, shrivel into nothing. In the name of the Galactic Spirit, I so curse this ship. And with his last word, at the stroke of midnight, a hand, light years distant in the Argalid Temple, opened an ultrawave relay, which at the instantaneous speed of the ultrawave opened another on the flagship Venus. And the ship died. For it is the chief characteristic of the religion of science that it works, and that such curses as that of apparatus are really deadly.